And the last question I'll ask you is, again, we just talked about it, and I know that in ovary, I know Ursula is looking at it for sure, is checkpoint and PARP inhibitors?
We're looking at it in breast cancer, too. It's one of the trials in our SPORE grant is doing just that.
Any particular excitement about it, either theoretically or clinically?
Yeah, so there's very strong preclinical rationale. And you can argue it both ways, which is that the checkpoint inhibitor may make the PARP inhibitor work better, and the PARP inhibitor, through release of neoantigens, may make the checkpoint inhibitor work better.
I was going to ask you before when we were talking about combining chemo and a checkpoint inhibitor, the triple negative things. You know, when I ask people, does there look like, at least from the numbers, there's any synergy, like say lung cancer, where like I said, they're using it all over the place. It kind of looks more like a 1+1=2 thing. And then you're getting the checkpoint inhibitor in earlier. So now you have a chance of a home run. Maybe that's 10-20% that you're fact. But it kind of doesn't really look that synergistic. Any thoughts about whether it's going to turn out to be synergistic in breast cancer?
You know, I think it's going to be really helpful to see the results of the randomized trial and see just how good it is.